Pinna.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us. I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
I dreamed I was in school and we were learning about multiplication. And every time the teacher read an equation out loud, like 2 times 2 equals 4, the answer, how do I explain this, took the form of unicorns in the courtyard. So 4 unicorns appeared, then 10 when she said 5 times 2, and soon the whole schoolyard was full of unicorns. So I was like, forget about school, I need to go see these unicorns. So I went outside and walked up to the closest unicorn, and I started to pet it and whisper things like, you're so beautiful. And this unicorn talked back, but it sounded like a cowgirl. All like, thanks, y'all. Right back at you, partner. I asked where it was from, and it said Montana. Then it asked me if I wanted to climb on for a ride. So I did. And my teacher came out and said, where do you think you're going? And I shrugged and said, Montana? She said, on a unicorn? And I said, you know a better way? Which I realized now was kind of fresh. Then I woke up. Okay, bye!
I'm not sure where to even begin.
Maybe explain how you apparently somehow parachuted into the backyard.
And landed on an enormous inflatable raft? And why?
Well, I dreamed I had to break my fall from space. And then Crowley destroyed the shuttle and let Garvin float out into space, and I was falling, and Anna warned me I was about to hit the water and...
Whoa, slow down, Ev. You're not making any sense.
Who are these people?
Sorry, but I really need you to believe me.
We will, Ev. Let's just take it one step at a time. So, this was a dream?
Well, yes, and no.
Honey, how about you start at the beginning?
Okay.
Okay.
There are these people, called Dream Breachers, who can move between their dreams and reality.
Dream Breachers?
Yes, and I'm one of them. I can bring things out of my dreams, only sometimes they come without me wanting them to.
Like the parachute and the raft?
Exactly. Mom, that butter knife that you saw, that was one thing. And the gold kiln or marble, too.
This is hard to believe.
I know. And there are good dream breachers, called spy hoppers. And then bad sort of irresponsible ones called whalers. It all started with a woman who dreamed she had a baby and then brought the baby into her real life.
This is crazy.
Wait, so I'm connecting some dots. The car?
Yeah, I dreamed it. Huh. And I brought it here. Also, that ship?
Wow, Evan.
I know.
That is far out.
The dog?
Yeah, I met her in a dream, and I wanted her to be mine so badly. But she's someone else's.
This is a lot to take in, Evan. You've been keeping all this to yourself?
Well, Marco and Emmy know. The thing is, everyone says I'm like the most powerful breacher in a long time. And there are these special marbles called kilners that were formed when that woman had her child, and they contain powerful dreams inside them. I had a really important one, the gold one I had that morning at breakfast, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost it, and I really, really need to find it. It had this symbol etched into it, like two crescent moons connected by a long slash. You're sure you didn't find it?
Nate?
I know. It's time.
Time for what? To get my head checked?
Of course not. We believe you.
You do?
We do.
We have something to show you. It's in the safe.
We have a safe?
Come inside.
It's mostly just important documents.
And also, this.
Is that Dot? Why is my old stuffed animal in there?
Because for a long time, that thing was as precious as gold to you.
What about the rest of this stuff?
Well, these are all things we found in your bed when you were little. The year after you got sick, then, well, it sort of stopped.
Holy cow. A spoon? That's random. Oh, wow, look at this seashell. And wow, this is amazing. Look at this snow globe.
From Northern Ireland.
We were especially surprised by that one, since we've never been there.
What is this inside of it? It looks like a bunch of stairs made out of rocks.
That's Giant's Causeway, a sort of natural wonder there.
Cool. But I don't remember ever seeing any of this stuff.
I used to check your bed in the morning and just put the stuff away. And also, you were so little. And then it stopped.
But there is also this.
Oh, wow! It's a cleary! It has the symbol and everything!
What's a cleary?
If you put it under your pillow, it shows you something about your past more clearly in a dream. Where did you find it?
It was in your bed in the hospital the morning after the night you were so sick.
We had no idea where it came from, but we kept it as a reminder of how lucky we were. Now, it seems there might be more to it.
Seems like it.
But what about the gold one? Why do you need it? What dream does that have inside it?
It's a dream where you face your fears, and then you're left with the power to close the breach and be the only breacher left. And someone who's on the bad side, a whaler named Crowley, wants it. I need to find it and make sure it doesn't fall into the wrong hands, to make sure dreams and reality are kept safe for all of us by making sure that some bad people aren't the only ones with this ability. In theory, a bad breacher could bring money or weapons out of a dream. Powerful breachers can go into other people's dreams and mess with their heads.
Evan, that is a huge responsibility for someone your age.
I know, but it's happening whether I want it to or not.
So, what now?
Well, for starters, I'll put this cleary under my pillow tonight and see what happens.
I don't know, Evan.
So again, just processing. But in theory, you could get that sports car back?
Nate!
Sorry.
Evan, the roofing materials?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that bad?
No.
You're doing great.
Okay, here's the last silver kilner dream I can find. You ready?
Sure, I guess.
So this is from 6 years ago.
Oh, hi. I've never called before, but my wife called once. Anyway, I dreamed last night that a woman and a man we're having this really loud argument in the diner I go to. He was all dressed in black. So was she, actually. And he was wearing one of those, like, Irish wool caps, you know, the kind that's sort of flat and plaid. There was a silver marble between them on the table they were sitting at. No food. And I noticed it, because it was right in the center of the table and not moving. And I was like, how is that possible? There is no way that table is perfectly level. Anyway, they seemed angry about this marble. She was like, I'll just keep it close by, like hidden in plain sight. And he was like, he's too smart for that. We should destroy it. She was like, no, we just have to keep it safe and wait until it's time. Then they left, and she took the marble, and the waitress came over with my omelet. And on her way out, the woman said, I'm not going to tell you where it is. And he said, good, I don't want to know. Pretty sure the whole dream was sort of inspired by something that happened the day before, maybe. Hey, kids, get out of there. Sorry, I gotta go. Oh, the other weird thing was when they left the diner in the dream, she was the one wearing the hat.
Anything?
I don't know. Maybe? Can you play it again? This may sound weird, but that voice is super familiar. I think I might know. Whoa, what on earth? Henry, look out! Get it out of here! Who left that window open? Get out! Get out! Dumb crow! Whoa.
Hello.
So it's... true about your ability to transform.
Well, if it isn't Crowley himself. The man, the bird, the legend.
We've met before? I'll get in that storeroom over there, both of you.
What? No!
Why?
You're meddling where non-breachers don't belong. If anyone needs to find the gold and silver kilners, it's me, and not you, and certainly not your cowardly director.
The director's not a coward.
Then why operate in the shadows? Away with you now.
Stop pushing me!
You're out of line, Crowley.
You can't just...
No?
Lock us in a storeroom!
Let us out!
Ugh. Make yourselves comfortable.
Cheerio!
You have your phone on you?
No. You?
Oh.
There was a mistake on the lunch menu. Today is not chicken and waffles, but whole grain pizza with veggies.
Ooh. So your parents have had the Cleary the whole time? Wait. They're not breachers too, are they?
Oh, wow. I don't think so. This all seemed like news to them.
And they believed you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess things have been so weird that now it all at least makes sense to them. Turns out I used to bring stuff back when I was little, so they almost seemed relieved now that they have an explanation.
So, are you going to put it under your pillow tonight?
I guess. But I mean, I'm a little bit scared too. Ideally, I'd ask Garvin, but I don't know how to find him. I actually dreamed he died, that Crowley killed him in outer space. But that can't be real, right?
I doubt it, Evan. And, I mean, I really hope not.
Maybe I should ask the Dream Academy.
I just don't know. I mean, they don't even seem to trust each other.
Yeah, they were weird together, right? Henry and Naya?
Totally. So, I'm not quite ready to trust them.
I know, but maybe they know something about this Kilner and how it ended up in my hospital bed all those years ago.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
After school?
Yep.
In the meantime, volleyball. But I have been practicing.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Your serve, Evan.
Sure thing.
Wow.
Seriously, though, who are you and what have you done with Evan?
Clock Lady! Help! Hello down there!
I told you, she's hard of hearing. How else do you think she can stand working there?
Ugh.
You think there's a hidden staircase or a tunnel somewhere behind all these shelves and boxes?
Yes, Naya, because life is exactly like children's books, with hidden staircases and tunnels everywhere.
Well, I'm not just going to sit here. At least help me move a few boxes. Maybe there's an old window here, and we can call out for help.
Fine. What is all this stuff anyway?
Looks like old tapes. Probably dreams from before we had digital voicemail.
Hey, what did the kid say the girl's name was? The girl breacher he's met in his dreams.
Anna.
Wow, would you look at that? This box is labeled Anna's Dreams. And this one. And this one.
Fascinating. Pull one out.
Ugh. Full of cassettes.
Here, help me with this.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a cassette player in real life.
Oh, please. You're not that much younger than I am. Wait, are you? Whatever. Here, find an outlet and plug it in, and hand me a tape.
Got it. And here, this is labeled number 400 to 450.
450? From one person? This is like 10 years worth of dreams.
Dream journal entry number 411.
No one there.
Oh, watch out!
What? Why?
The clock shop. I'll go ask. You keep trying. Want to try calling too?
Yeah, sure.
Hello. You've reached the Dream Academy.
No one's answering.
Oh, well, says she thought she heard them go up, but it's been quiet for a while now. So they must have gone home when she was in the back or something. She has a key, but it's only for emergencies, like if she plugs in too many clocks and the power goes out. The fuse box to fix that, if it happens, is upstairs.
So she won't, like, let us in?
Nope.
I'm trying one more time before we give up.
I was in a meadow full of really pretty red flowers.
We're here! We're here! Help! Call the police!
Help! Help!
It's no use. They can't hear us.
She said she was from the Ancient Order. I didn't know what that
was. Oh my gosh.
What?
What's that?
I mean, she said she just wanted to sit with me a while.
There's something you're not telling me.
Now that's funny, coming from you.
Excuse me?
Nothing. I'm just not loving it how sometimes you seem to know things I haven't told you. Have you been coming in alone and working nights or something? Have you been poking around the archives?
Of course not.
Well, there's something you're not telling me.
There really isn't.
Okay. Fine. Hand me another tape if you don't mind.
Sure thing. Here you go. I'm actually really tired, Naya. I'm just gonna shut my eyes for a few minutes.
For real?
What can I say? I'm tired.
Mom, Dad!
In here!
Hey.
Where have you been all day?
Trying to figure out stuff, mostly.
And did you?
Well, I think I'm putting this marble under my pillow. If it's for real, it'll show me something from the past more clearly.
I'm not sure about this. I mean, what do you even really know about all this breaching and these Kilners?
Only what I've been told.
By who?
This spy hopper named Garvin, mostly. And this girl who appears in my dreams.
That doesn't sound very official.
But I need to know what it's gonna show me. I'm running out of ideas about what to do, and maybe this holds the answer. Maybe this Cleary was left with me for just this reason.
Evan can sleep down here. I'll sleep down here too. Keep an eye on him.
First sign of trouble, you wake him up.
Of course.
Okay, then. Let's get you both set up.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah, sweetie?
Can I have Dot, like, to sleep with?
Sure. I'll go get her.
So, don't tell your mother, but that's not the actual original Dot.
What do you mean?
It got lost when you were in the hospital. I went out and bought a new one right after we got you settled back at home.
Your secret's safe with me, Dad. I still think it'll help me sleep.
Here you go.
Thanks, Mom.
I didn't have any dreams that I remember, okay?
At least the last time I was locked in a room by accident, I was alone. Oh my gosh. Mr. Landry, that's it!
So you've had a revelation? Do tell.
Where did you get those keys?
Oh, Naya.
Henry, I don't understand.
What did you figure out, Naya? Who's Mr. Landry?
Like I'd tell you.
I'm not worried. I've been one step ahead of you all along.
Where are you?
It's like that dream you had.
What dream?
The dream you called and then deleted.
How do you...
I dreamed the keys, Naya. You really should have seen this coming.
Henry! You have to let me out!
He's just not responding to any of the treatments we've tried. I'm sorry. We don't know why.
You have to do something.
Please. This is our son.
We're just... We don't know why the fever isn't going down. If I'm being honest, I'm just not sure there's anything else we can do. I have another patient I have to see. How did this dog get in here?
My friend here was just leaving and taking the dog.
Well, good.
How did the dog get here?
I'll find a home for the dog later.
Why is this kid so special? Why are you so personally involved?
He's been breaching his whole life. That hardly ever happens. And now he's brought something in from his life and made it real, Garvin.
For real?
Yes. No one's ever done that we know of.
It's like the reverse of what you did.
Certainly a variation, and one we've never seen. So we can't afford to lose someone so powerful. So we need to get his parents away from him for like 5 seconds.
Wait, why?
So I can dream him better.
You can do that?
I think so.
Okay. Let's do it. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Rickert. I'd like to talk to you out here in the hall about an experimental treatment we might want to try.
Are you a doctor?
Is that your dog?
If you'll just come with me, I can explain. My colleague here will stay with Evan.
I promise I won't leave his side.
Why are you always here? At this beach?
It's my happy place, I guess. See this?
Your locket?
I have exactly one photo of me and my mom before she died. It was taken here, or on a beach like this, when I was like 3. I don't really remember her.
I'm so sorry.
You can do this, Evan. Just find the marble and close the breach. Tonight.
No, Anna. I won't allow it.
Go away, Crowley. Evan, he can't stop you.
Anna, please.
Don't Anna please me. You don't know me. Just please leave both of us alone.
You're wrong about that. And I wish I could.
I have to go now. It's not safe for me to be here.
Why?
Anna, you don't understand.
But I need your help, Anna. Don't go. Please. I can't do it without you. Please.
Evan. Evan, wake up.
Yeah. I'm waking up. Okay, what time is it?
You slept for like 10 hours, buddy. You okay? You were super peaceful all night, but just started shouting for help.
Yeah, I was dreaming. Where's Mom? I'll tell you guys all about it.
Pamela!
Hey, look who's up. You okay? Did it work?
Well, I don't know if it was the Kilner that did it, but my dream showed me the night I almost died.
How awful. Were you in pain?
No, I watched it from a distance, like I was hovering above it all. You guys were there. I was so sick, the doctors were telling you I might not make it. You were wearing a cream-colored sweater with an anchor on it, Mom.
I remember that sweater.
But there was a woman and a man in the hall. They were talking about me, I guess. And how I'd brought something in with me and gave it life in my dreams, but I really don't even understand what that means. They said I was too powerful to lose, that she could dream me better.
So you were saved by dream breachers?
Yeah.
Anyone you recognized?
I didn't see their faces. I don't know. It's possible the man was Carvin? He's a breacher who's been trying to protect me. Then I dreamed I was closing the breach and...
Was the woman wearing a...
Evan.
Hat?
Yeah?
Who's the girl?
What girl?
The girl in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Anna?
Hi, Evan.
You're here? You're real.
You said you needed help.
I did, didn't I?
You did. And honestly, I think you're right.
Is that your bike?
Figured I need a way to get home.
Which is where?
Not far. Just the next town over.
Are you kidding me? What town? What school do you go to? And you brought Luna too?
No. So this is weird. She may have come on her own?
You're not saying what I think you're saying.
I've always suspected she was a breacher. And now it looks like she's trying to show you something. Or take you somewhere.
Come on, Luna, let's go!
Where is she even taking us?
I don't know, but I mean, you're here. How? I mean, you're a breacher?
Yes.
How long have you known? How did you find out?
I'll tell you all that at some point. But for right now, why is Luna barking at a shrub?
Oh, wow!
What?
The other day, there was a storm. I fell into this bush when a car sped past, but I forgot to check it when I was retracing my steps. Look around!
I'm looking.
I see it! I can just about reach it. Ah,
oh, that's it, all right.
I don't believe it! Wait, how did Luna know where the Golden Kilner was?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, she saw me give it to you?
At first, I didn't even realize it was you who gave it to me. I couldn't exactly remember the dream.
Yes, and I honestly can't believe you lost it pretty much as soon as I gave it to you.
Well, I didn't know what it was. And why did you give it to me, anyway?
Everyone's been waiting for you since you were younger, to discover you were a breacher. I grew up hearing about how you were out there. This other breacher my age. The only other one anyone's heard of. And everyone thought you needed more time before you were told about all this, but... When I went into your dream that first night we met, when you took Luna, I knew we needed you. Now.
Why now?
As soon as people started to hear about you finally discovering your powers, they started to want to manipulate you, control you. Crowley, in particular, got way too interested in you and the Gold Kilner. And there's talk that he's planning one more big thing before closing the breach on his own if he gets his hands on the gold kilner. And that he's very close to being ready to do it. Like, tonight.
So you want me to be the only breacher left and not him?
Exactly. If the last few years have taught me anything, it's that people can't be trusted with this power. Not most of them, anyway. It's too easy to just get greedy. I mean, probably we're really not meant to have this power at all, you know? So if you close the breach, then there's no more risk of bad breaching, and we're all safe.
But why me?
Because you have a good heart. And because you're the strongest we've seen in a really long time. Maybe even forever.
But how do you know that I'm strong? I don't feel strong. And if Luna's a breacher, that means maybe I didn't even bring her in. So maybe I'm not that powerful after all.
Everyone knew you were powerful before that.
How? Oh, wait. In my dream, they said I brought something in and made it real. But what was it?
I feel like it would spoil it if I told you. But in the meantime, the top priority is keeping the gold kilner hidden. And to do that, I think we need to hide you.
I can't just disappear without telling my parents. I have to explain.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
Mom! Dad!
There you are. Where did you run off to?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Anna's a dream breacher. She's going to help me today.
Today? What about school?
I can't possibly go to school.
Anna, I assume you have school as well?
I'm sort of, well, homeschooled. But, Evan, you'll be safer at school than anywhere else.
Safe from what? Who?
The person looking for the gold kilner.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Well, it will all be over tonight.
Wait, tonight?
Tonight, you'll have the golden kilner dream and face your fears and close the breach.
I will?
He will?
What fears?
What if I don't want to face my fears? You don't know me. I'm scared of everything.
Well, the rumor is it's only three fears you have to face, so don't worry. Mr. and Mrs.
Rickert.
Trust me on this. Evan can do it. He needs to do it.
It's Evan's decision.
Uh-huh.
I'll try.
Great. Now, go get ready for school.
Meet me later? There's an arcade in town called Hidden Passage.
I know it.
Amazing! My friends are gonna want to meet you too, if that's okay.
Definitely. I want to meet them too.
Help! Help! Oh, God, I'm never gonna get out of here. There has to be a way out. Looking.
I honestly don't know why you're all still making me make these tapes.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think of it sooner, the fuse box!
I'm old enough to protect myself now. Though I still don't understand why I'm in any more danger than any other breacher.
So can we stop with this?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Please, please let this work.
Hello? Anyone here? Power's out. Must have blown a fuse. Need to get into the storeroom.
Yes! Yes! Oh, come in! Yes!
Oh!